I didn't agree to this.
Hey everybody, welcome to Homeschool episode 82, the podcast where Andrew Rivers and I do monologue jokes while a guest comedian heckles, laughs, leaves the Zoom, whatever they want to do. Today that guest is the phenomenal, the wonderful, from Portland, Oregon, Todd Armstrong.
Hello.
Out of and Nicola, or no, what's Yurkic? Is he any good anymore? Is he still
no
good?
he's not. He's no.
Okay.
Dame definitely wants to get someone that's a big, agile, big, like Bam Adebayo. That's what's gonna happen. That's really what he wants.
Okay, well, it's been rough, but hey, welcome. Glad to have you. Very exciting to talk to you. It's been so long. Before we, you know, get started, tell the people where they could maybe see you do stand-up comedy live or online, do something fun. What do you got?
I'll have a couple jokes out on YouTube here pretty soon from a set I just recorded in Boise this last weekend. But usually just come to Portland, come see me. I run a show that has a sex club every second Saturday of the month. It's probably the most incredible place to learn to do comedy and also polish your chops, puns intended.
Could I learn to have sex there?
Because
I'm good at the comedy, but the sex, not a lot of stage time lately.
Polish the wood. Yeah. I like that. Great. Yeah, phenomenal. And that's how would I find that if I wanted to go see that show?
This Club Sanctuary in Portland. I also do one up second nice. Thursdays in Vancouver at the Kiggins Theater called Comedy on Tap. I just try to do clean theater shows and crazy sex clubs. And then so when I go on the road and do comedy, I can fill everything in between.
There you go. I like to fill everything in between too. But how do I find out about this if I want to do one of these shows? No, I'm just kidding.
Y'all are always welcome.
There we go. Andrew and I have a fun show in North Bend coming up Saturday, March 26th at the North Bend Theater, which would be exciting. I've started a monthly theater show in Everett, Washington. We got March 25th there and April 15th with Tommy Ryman and Kermit Apio.
Kermit's the best.
Very exciting. Tommy's going to be in Portland the next night on Saturday the 16th. So he's picking up a gig. Buy tickets and come to those shows. Anything else, Andrew, you wanted to throw out there? And great. Well, let's do some jokes. But first,
I have an audition for Truth Social coming up. So look out for me.
Truth Social. Is that a conservative?
It was Trump's new thing or whatever
Trump's
he did.
Site. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very exciting.
That joke is bombed today. Killing it.
You're just too up to speed on all the.
I know.
We don't know the things. We should stop having lives. It'd be make us better comedians. But hey, let's get started on the jokes. But first, a 3 second pause because I don't know how to edit things. Hey, everybody, welcome to Homeschool number 82. Hey, in 1972, we're going way back to the year after I was born, MIT predicted the end of civilization as we know it would happen in 2040. So, good news, we're ahead of schedule. The Seahawks traded Russell Wilson and his favorite tight end, Sierra, to the Broncos.
Team future wins in the long game.
Oh God,
how you doing, Andrew?
I'm not okay. I've gone through all the stages: denial, grief, kicking my neighbor's dog, just, you know, all the normal steps. Hey, here,
come on, Bill Burr, that's me. No jokes about kicking dogs. That'll get you.
It's not a big deal. I can't even kick that hard. Have you seen my video with former Seahawks punter John Ryan? I stink.
Just you bend it like Beckham. That's the wrong sport. But I'm worried about you. You know, you've never been good at breakups. Are you gonna talk about this on stage for 4 years until he unfollows
you? Yeah. Hey, what's the big? I mean, Taylor Swift makes an album about her exes. Everyone loves it. I make one about my exes, and a judge tells me to stop playing it on her voicemail, track by track. Yeah, it's a double standard.
That's rude.
How are you supposed to show the love, though?
I know.
You're just her number 12. I understand it. I get it.
I was a little higher than number 12 for her, but
I know you have a taste in a high body count. I get it.
Taylor Swift is good and marketable, though. I think that maybe is the issue, but worse hair than you, I would say. You just sound kind of pathetic and whiny, like Kanye, right? Like, take it from me, someone who's handled divorce very maturely, just burn her house down. Burn it all down. Burn.
It sucks when her house is your house, so,
make
you know.
Your pee burn. Would do burn it all.
I'm just shocked, you know? I mean, Russell seemed like such a loyal guy. He was only on his second wife. But at the end of the day, football is entertainment. So I think this is good because the Seahawks were getting boring. They're going to win 10 games and lose in the playoffs. It's not that exciting anymore. You know what's about to happen. So,
like the Blazers, they're going to win 43, lose in the first round. Yep. Okay, great.
The Blazers and the Seahawks make a great first wife. I got it.
I mean, in every press conference is so robotic. Like, good game. Tried hard. Go Hawks. Love 12s. Come on, entertain us, Russell. Have a scandal. Something. Yeah,
that's why I'm excited. We're rumored to trade for Deshaun Watson. He's exciting quarterback. I mean, unpredictable. A lot of crazy games, but they usually have a happy ending.
A lot of interceptions. A lot of fun. A lot of change of hands.
A change of hands. The balls change hands.
It's like the NBA approach to the NFL. It works out.
Fumble.
I mean, if we're going to get a sex offender,
fumble
maybe
the investigation.
Just a chief draft pick, I hope. Something. Yeah. I don't know.
Here's an idea. Kentavious Caldwell Pope was allowed to play for the Lakers during a jail sentence. He just wore an ankle monitor on court. Like, let's have Deshaun Watson wear a chastity belt. That can't go wrong.
Hey, there you go. I mean,
Kyrie Irving can't play because he's not vaxxed. He can't play until he's chemically castrated.
Or chastity belt and mask. I don't know. Either way.
I don't think he raped anybody, so I don't know if we need to castrate him just because he didn't take a vaccine. But
Deshaun has to be castrated.
Oh, Deshaun, there you go.
Damn, I now all the Kyrie fans are going to come at me. The earth is flat and stay away from his balls. I got it.
Hey, if that ass is round, the earth can be flat. I'm cool with that. That's cool with me.
There you go. I think, that's the only people that listen to this podcast are anti-vaxxers. So you're in trouble there, buddy. at least we don't have to pretend Sierra's good at music anymore. That's kind of nice. He could have pretended, by the way, that he was sad to move on. Like, he said goodbye in a tweet after the facts, and basically that's just like texting Kay and then posting a new picture with your new girl on Instagram. Like,
Valencia, you look orange. Oh, those are the team colors. Never mind. Oh,
okay. Whatever happened to saying goodbye with like a full page newspaper ad thanking the city?
Well, newspapers went out of business. So
I read an article about that. Well, I read a headline of an article about that online.
I see you in the newspaper a lot. You don't read newspapers?
Well, just back pages. It's odd.
Backpage.com.
.com. But yeah, 10 years. You couldn't, like, I don't know, make a video and cry or something. I say we block him like Adam Schefter blocked me on Twitter.
Yeah, that'll show him. Story Russell's like, wow, they finally learned how to block after I leave, but but the team didn't even call Bobby Wagner to tell him he was being cut, so like, maybe we're missing part of the puzzle, you know? I think we're rooting for the owners, but the players are the ones sacrificing their bodies.
Well, they did try and call, but it just said scam likely, and he they are sacrificing their bodies, or in Deshaun Watson's case, women's bodies.
This is why fantasy football is better than real football, because you just pick whoever you want. You root for the player, not the billionaire owner. These guys shatter their leg, and we're at home like, get up, you pussy. Our team needs you. For what? Dedication and heart. But when he can't remember his kids' faces in 20 years, the NFL is going to deny his insurance policy. I'm telling you, fantasy football is the way to go. You don't have to call the player and let him know you're cutting him. You just do it. Click a button.
It's like porn. You don't have to think about their feelings or their pain. Just
exactly.
Look at it and walk away.
This makes me come right now.
I got it. You don't buy cage-free eggs, and you like that way. Your breakfast tastes more delicious.
No, I'm saying buy the cage-free eggs directly from the source.
Oh.
This metaphor is getting mixed up, but I'm saying root for the chickens, not the dairy company, you know? If there was a fantasy chicken team...
I'm a chicken. I couldn't play football, so I...
You've laid an egg on the field before.
Well, yeah, and we just show up to the game and shout at the people. It's like rooting for the comedy club owner over the comic.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, speaking of legendary comedy club owners and comedy clubs, you performed at the Hollywood Laugh Factory this weekend, you big rock star. Tell us all about it.
Well, legendary club right next to that famous Trader Joe's.
That's just the homeless guy.
Yeah, he's Joe the Trader. Yeah, he's like, I'll trade you a sandwich for a blowjob. And
hey.
I thought that was you, Todd. But, you know, it reminds me when I was in Germany and there was a McDonald's next to the Berlin Wall. It just really puts it in perspective. But it was a good show. You know, I was surprised I was the only white guy on the lineup. That is interesting.
Only white guy on the lineup. Kind of like Michael Richards.
Well, you know, it's Hollywood, so they got to book, you know, they got to have a gay guy and a trans and a weirdo and all sorts of stuff, you know?
Ah, were you the weirdo or the gay guy or the trans?
Hey, I'll check whatever box and lick whatever box Hollywood needs me to. But if I'm the only white guy on the lineup, that means I've got a good shot at this JFL, you know?
Well, how do you figure?
I mean, if I'm the only white guy, they probably thought they're like, I've only got one white guy spot. We got to get the best of the best. That's Andrew, you know?
Oh, or maybe you're just a token white guy that's going to get killed off in the first 5 minutes of the movie, you know? Just like, hey, we got to say we're looking for white guys. We're not actually going to book a white guy. But we got to put him on the list.
Oh boy.
Who do we want for that? Let's just get somebody who's easy to get rid of. No one.
Now not people good. Are going to judge me if I get the thing. They're going to be like, he only got booked because he's a straight white guy. He's not even that funny. They just needed a white guy. But I did think it was cool that it was like perspective again. Like, you know, there are funny people with all these different perspectives I never see.
Well, yeah. And remember, you know, inaction is violence. If you're not seeking out those stories and amplifying them, you're part of the problem, Andrew.
Look, I'm sure Euphoria is great, but those are 20-year-old girls pretending to be high schoolers having sex. Like, I just don't want any confusing boners, you know? I don't necessarily relate to the stories. I just I didn't have sex in high school. It doesn't mean it's not a good story. I just thought in 13 years of comedy, it was surprising that I don't see a lineup like that more often.
Yeah, well, you know how black people don't fuck around with time machines. There are places black people can't go now, like in the present day.
Yeah, like the voting booth.
Wow. Plus, I mean, the reason we haven't seen this lineup, like, we haven't seen these lineups because, I mean, you think a trans woman wants to go to Medford, Oregon? Like, I don't want to go to Medford, Oregon.
Well...
I was there 2 weeks ago, and it was rough being the only white guy on the show, actually, so I get it.
Well, mainly because they think you're one of them. Oh, hey, bald white guy, he's on our team.
Yeah, that's the hard part, is they're like, you're all part of our team, and then they get pissed off. We're like, wait a minute, you're making fun of me now. That's bullshit.
I bet they love that accent, but I don't know. You know, I don't know about safe. You know, safe space. I almost got raped by three homeless guys on the way to the club. Shout out to Trader Joe, but it's the streets of Hollywood, so it's not safe. But I get it. Once you're in the club, like no one cares what your trauma is. Yeah.
Well, but at least you got on that show. You know, it's still got to feel good.
I guess it just makes me feel bored with the industry. Like, are they looking for white guys? Like, I'm really good at what I do, but what I do isn't that interesting anymore. Like, I'm an old-fashioned fastball down the middle stand-up comedian, but that shit's boring
mac,
now.
You're mac and cheese, dude. You can put barbecue pork on top of it or shrimp. You should have just fucking mac and cheese, dude.
I had some pulled pork mac and cheese at a hockey game. Spent the next 30 minutes rooting from the bathroom.
I'm with you, bro. It's like what it is. It's like people just they know that what you have, they've already had. And so it's just an easy to assume that what you have to say is not worth it. And so it's just going to be a derivative of something else. And that's
back. I'm going to go hang myself on the pull-up bar.
But it's you have the energy, or everyone finds their own angle. So if you're working as a straight white guy, I've never taken that as an offense. It's like you stand out more than any other version of vanilla ice cream anyone wants.
Yeah. So,
dude, good on you, brother. Good on you.
Well, maybe, but it sounds like they want, straight white guy with an act that's going to make you shit yourself. Anyway, well, I don't know.
I think where we hit for a long time, where we went with that Louis C.K. kind of offensive over the edge. I mean, that was really popular for 10 years ago. And it definitely doesn't work anymore at all. We've gone, I think, the polar opposite.
Yeah.
Well, and you're like, I don't know about a straight fastball. You know, you don't always see. I don't even see it coming. You're a slider, maybe. I don't always see it coming.
Well, which way do you curve?
That's between me and my OnlyFans and whoever I sell it to. But speaking of wood, get that wood ready and cup those balls. Baseball is back after missing the start of the season due to a. Starting in Arizona just in time for my trip down there. I'm excited.
Corey, you there?
I mean, did I freeze?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking. But,
I was waiting to jump in, but I wasn't sure.
I did the joke, so.
Okay.
I did the joke, so hopefully it'll come up on the audio.
Hey, well, at least we have hockey. I got to go to more hockey games. That was a fun time. I figure if I'm going to look like a hockey player, I better know some of the lingo so I can use it to pick up chicks at a bar.
You look like a girl that dates hockey players. Wow. Hockey player. Like, you look too pretty to play hockey.
You're missing teeth. Here. That's similar.
No. Andrew looks like a hot girl on Letterkenny. I don't know. I think it works pretty well.
Come on. If I told a girl I was a backup goalie, she would never find out. They're wearing all those pads and helmets.
That's a move I never tried. I like that one. Oh, yeah.
She could show up to the game and, you know, she's going to root for me. Go, Andrew. And the guy's going to be like, cool, you know.
Am I back?
Yeah.
Hey, all right. I don't know what's going on, but here we are. I heard cupping balls, hockey sticks,
backup goalie. We're good.
Backup goalie. Don't pull the goalie. all right.
Well, if you've never been to the arena, it's like super environmental and woke. They collect all the rain and use that to make ice for the hockey rink. And they recycle the urine from the bathrooms and sell it as Coors Light.
Nope. Ah. You just walk right out. You can just walk right out of the Amazon store if you're white. And hopefully, you know what? Speaking of hockey, hopefully we can finally beat Russia in hockey again and end the war. Like the Miracle on Ice.
This is worrying me, you know? Gas prices are so high, bros can't even afford to gaslight women anymore. I like that joke.
If you think gas prices are high, wait until next year. Russia exports 30% of America's wheat, although Russians could use a little less bread, I'd say.
So could Americans, fat asses. Everyone makes fun of Seattle, but this is going to be a great year for gluten-free Prius drivers.
All right. Andrew, this is your year. I was just in Canada, and I'm going to a hockey game next week in Phoenix, which seems that's like going to Vegas and then getting home and getting a hooker in Everett. Like, I was so close to greatness.
So Canada, eh?
Yeah, they almost didn't let me back in.
I can't blame them. Keep that weirdo over there. We finally got rid of him.
I had to take a COVID test to get back in the country, and the first one I took was inconclusive. It's a good thing I had another test my friend took hidden in my pocket. So it's like,
well, don't tell the CDC. We know how efficient and organized they are.
Yeah, they're going to come find me in 8 months and be like, you weren't supposed to come back to America. Ship them back to Canada. Well, listen.
Hey, if we win this war against Russia, all I want is some P tapes. I want.
Hey, that's the streaming service you need. Hey. All right, Todd Armstrong. There's the jokes.
I'm just sitting back. I didn't know Germans piss. I thought it was Russians piss. Germans. I'm learning new things. Like the world's changed in 2 years and it's gotten this way.
Well, when you only leave the home to go to sex clubs, you miss out on some news stories.
You think the sex club will be up on the pissing news, you know?
It's weird where you're like, I haven't seen anybody's lower face because of masks for 2 years, but I've watched multiple hand jobs during sets over the past 2 years.
You tell us about
on the comic.
It's never the comic. It's always the couple you never expect it. Midway through the set, they just look at each other, start kissing neck, and then genitals come out, and then all of a sudden they're not laughing anymore. And you're like, God damn it, that's worse than being heckled, where you're like, I couldn't even maintain y'all for 45 minutes.
So like, parents are weird. Oh, geez. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I could handle everyone else laughing while my genitals were out.
Same way. But like 40 minutes after the comedy starts, the place is different. Like I tell the comics to come, enjoy yourself. It's visceral. The green room is literally in like a room.
I'm definitely enjoying that. Yeah. So,
yeah. But the reason I did it was during COVID, they required vaccinations. They required masks. They had such a incredibly close tracing protocol. I was like, so we really never had to break doing comedy through the whole thing. So
now, isn't this where Monica Navigate got COVID? Yeah. Is that the
yeah
all right,
she I should say none of us I should I think she her and Todd got COVID
yeah
all the way down, and so they gave it to a couple people in the show. I never got it. Two other people didn't get it. So I can't say
Todd at a sex club. That's a sight I'd love to unsee.
Like just sitting back, drinking it in like Java.
Wow, that's wild. So the you don't want to speak too far out of school here, but we'll just have any comedians participated in the
Yeah, there's been a few comics that have stayed after the fact. Honestly, most of them don't because it's comics want to talk a big game and they can't back it up. I'm not part of that lifestyle. It's too visceral for me, but I can't tell you how comforting it is, because coming from people on this podcast who've all done safe rooms but wouldn't be prototypically booked on a safe room.
Mm-hmm.
The club I run in Portland at a sex club is the safest safe room you'd ever imagine. You cannot make fun of a single type of person or a person individually or victimize them at all. The audience will absolutely decimate you. You can say what you want. You can use whatever terminology you want. But when you start being mean or alienating, they'll snap right up on you. So you have a lot of fun, you know, LA-friendly comics come there and they shit the bed because they're pandering, not actually being safe.
Interesting.
It's really fun to watch.
Now, Gabe Rutledge has a joke about swingers, and it's never the type of people you want to swing with. Is that hold up?
Oh, the people who own the club, very attractive. Brad is like, if I could be a dude, I wish I could look like him. He looks like a stack of muscles. He's just handsome dude. His wife's really beautiful, all that stuff. But the rest of the folks are your classic Republican yacht owners you'd expect. You're, you know, like folks you'd never, ever assume. Like people you'd be like, oh, shit, is this a Denny's? Why is everyone taking their pants off? It's just...
Oh, this is Denny's. That's why everyone's getting naked. Yeah.
But I've also never seen more T-girls in my entire life in one place. It's a great place for T-girls to hang out, feel themselves, be comfortable, walk around. And so pretty much everybody's pretty much naked about 10:30. The show wraps about 9:30, and there's so little clothing an hour after the mic, because the second it drops, they start playing music and it starts becoming very much the comedy broke the tension. Let's have fun.
Are there like little booths where people can go bang? Is there like privacy at all? Yeah. Or is it just
sequestered rooms and with that curtains drawn? There's like two
cafeteria and go for it.
They got like big butt plugs. But the best part about it is like the rules. They'll have rules in the restrooms and whatnot. It's like consent's obviously number one, not making people feel comfortable. Number two, not looking at people. Like, nobody, you can't just like be a dude jerking off watching. So it's nice. Yeah, dude. I've done shows at other sex clubs, and that's a literal problem. Like, where it's like, I call it aggressive voyeurism.
Go leering. Yeah.
But this place, there's no problems with it all. So it feels like a comedy club that's a little awkward. And then the second the lights turn down, it turns into a dance club where people are there to do their thing.
How about that? Like, so then
it's like Jokers in Richland.
Uh-huh.
But people are actually there to screw, and they actually look a little better. It's the same vibe, though.
Is it 100% within the laws of Oregon and Portland? And yep. All right. Cool.
Let me phrase that. From a comedy standpoint, for everything I've researched, yes, it seems to be.
As far as I know, yeah.
But Brad, who runs the club, owns the club, he was a writer for the Oregonian. He's well-connected, knows the city, so I would never doubt that has all his P's and Q's covered.
And it's promoted on the internet as a sex club or as a bar or as a, okay, wow.
I think it counts as like a sex positive nightclub is the terminology.
Yeah.
But yeah. Whenever I tell people on the show, I tell them it's a sex positive club, but I'm very direct with them. Like, hey, straight up, you're probably going to see junk. Like, right. It's a great show. It's unexpected, but I keep it because it keeps my chops up as a comic. Being basically a retired comic who's a stay-at-home dad now, for me being able to still scrap for an hour in Boise or Medford or Grants Pass and still be able to keep my road chops up, I have to have a challenge at least once a month, like a real challenge.
Crazy. Wow. Sounds fun. Were you said you were just in Boise. What was happening there?
They started doing at Watson's Comedy or Watson's Disney Cafe, that new Pat Wilson gig. It was great. Yeah. People were super nice. The hotel was fine. Like, other than there being no Ubers or Lyfts in Boise, and you have to walk everywhere. That's about it. Like, I suggest a rental car.
Well, gas is fucking too much for our F-350.
They weren't picking up calls this week. And straight up, I barely made it to the club by 10 minutes for the show, and then I just walked everywhere else.
Yeah. I tweeted this, so I'm just doing it. I do think it's funny that all these people who are like, gas is too much, we're too reliant on foreign oil, and all this, and they would just like, if they saw a bicyclist on the road in front of them, they would just run up the back tire at their F-350. Like, fuck you, get off the road. And you're like, well, you can't have both.
Like,
no, you can have both.
I got an e-bike, I have a Subaru Forester, and I have a one wheel. So I couldn't be more liberal when it comes to my transportation. But
right. Like
I try to get around and try, like, I like it because I don't like parking. I if I didn't have to have a car for parking, it drives me nuts. I just don't like having to get sweaty going places. That's it. That's why I like an e-bike. I like all the convenience of bike, but with none of the ball sweat. So
all right. I like that. Well, that's a bike town there, Portland. So yeah, you get it. Yeah. Maybe I should. I don't have a bike. I don't live in Seattle, really. So
on Burns Way.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm glad you're still doing. And then you got a child. It's yours. You produced.
Didn't buy it.
Not hidden.
Steal it from a Walmart parking lot.
I found this thing sitting in the sandbox and I liked it.
I said baby to Andrew and I was like, well, that's not accurate. I know it's not accurate to call your child a baby based on the age, because, but also, when does a baby stop being a baby? And
I think
it's about being a dad.
Well, we went with is the first year was a baby, and then it was like a toddler, and now that she's four, we call her a big girl because she was a little girl.
Big girl.
Yeah, she's a big girl though. She rides motorcycles, pedal bikes. She can surf. She can swim. Like,
yeah,
she
did see that on your Instagram, I think, and she was riding dirt bikes and all.
Yeah. Like a little electric balance bike, a free dirt bike. Because I definitely don't want her to be who I was. I don't want her to be, you know, living in the woods, ride motorcycles, but I want her to still have the same skill set and love of things, just not the same obsessive bits I had. So it's fun for me to go out and on bike rides or
run. It's like make a version of you, but better, you know?
Exactly. Just with less shoulder and knee injuries. That's about it. Like, that's really what I want.
Stop putting sticks in my spokes, Cletus.
The funny part was, is my dad was the one that was always telling me to be cautious, and my mom was always telling me a pussy. My mom was like, do you need me to change your tampon, Todd? Go off the jump again. Do you have toxic shock or something? Like, my mom would straight up be like the worst junior high
bully. Joke's not going to work at the sex club, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, dude. They don't like the jokes. Straight up, though, they don't like jokes about STDs or kids at the sex club, and I love doing them. Oh, just like I like going places and making people uncomfortable. So at the sex club,
it's well, you're notorious for your Hanford nuclear incident. So
yes, I like that one. I was just back there 2 weeks ago, and the last time I was there was with you like 7 years ago, I think. Like something like that.
Well, that's the next realize I'm never gonna headline, and he doesn't look very happy either. So I'm gonna quit.
Well, sex positive club, not HIV positive club. So they
yes, very much so.
HIV negative club.
All I wanted was COVID for men. I remember going through AIDS. People were more afraid of COVID than AIDS. So it was kind of fun to go through all that with comedy, where you're on stage performing and you watch spittle come out of your mouth. And you see the people's face, like,
you're old enough to remember AIDS.
I forgot the punchline.
How old are you? You feel like AIDS was like before
70s, time, maybe. Baby.
Huh? Oh, no, so I should say, I'm 43, and I remember being 12, maybe 12 and a half, watching the Magic Johnson press conference. Wow. I was just like right at that age where I was thinking about some of my friends were starting to get blowjobs and starting to have sex and stuff. And Magic Johnson was my walking god, like before Barry Sanders. It was Magic Johnson and like Barry Sanders, like the two human beings I wanted to be. And like he was, the way he run the court, the way he was a big point, I absolutely love Magic Johnson so much. And he had AIDS. And so then when I was at that age, that meant he was gay and I must be gay, because everybody knows that Magic Johnson is my favorite player. So for the next 6 months, I was the gay basketball player because Magic was my favorite player.
Wow, magical. yeah, interesting. Wow. I remember that too. I'm 41, so I remember learning about all that. And kissing Isaiah Thomas on the cheek and shooting the three in the All-Star game, and them wondering if he was going to be able to play or not play. And
it's so crazy. It's I mean, there was a couple of play. Karl Malone said he wouldn't play with him. Drexler had a little bit of an issue for a second. Yeah.
Karl Malone only likes to play with 15-year-old girls. So
I tell people that all the time. You look into his first kid, he's not a good dude. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, and I remember it was right as I was learning sex ed. So I remember kind of being like,
"What?
Deshaun Watson? I just learned that this is all fine." I think he's fine. I, according to my teacher, like, unless he really bleeds all over somebody who also has an open wound, I think we're okay. But all right, whatever. I don't know. You guys know. But people were paranoid. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
He also has HIV. Just for the listeners, we know he doesn't have AIDS. He has HIV.
So. Yes, you're right. So you're right. We also know that Dr. Fauci said to wear a mask around AIDS too, but I want to bring that up.
Oh, back in the day, did he do that?
Oh, yeah, no, it's like, so a lot of the right-wing conspiracies get a lot of their stuff because Fauci really dropped the ball with AIDS back in the day. You guys know me, I'm a militant agnostic. Your viewers may not, I'm a devil's advocate. I don't believe anything is the truth, but it's funny to watch someone say one thing then something different than go back, and it's cute.
Yeah. I mean, we got it from every president ever, every presidential candidate ever, video of them going, well, it's because they're all 80. I mean, you know, they've changed their minds like 10 times.
Yes. But I don't trust world leaders with Botox. So that's why I'm scared right now. We have two geriatric men arguing about things. They both have more Botox in their face than a real housewife. Like Putin and Biden have so much pig botulism in their face. They're basing their decisions off this shit. It scares me.
That's what'll get them. That's what's going to get them. That's going to kill them in 10 years, not the vaccine.
I don't know why. Like, you got the 60 with the wrinkles. Just hold on to them. I don't know why we're just confusing as shit.
Well, shit. Hey, what else should we talk about?
That's about it. World War III. I love being a dad. Food's too expensive. Gas is expensive. Like, yeah. Like, I'm kind of glad I learned to live in the woods. I might have to do that in a couple of years. But other than that, that's about it.
Do you get to still see, have you been able to see family in the last couple of years?
It's been nice. Yeah. My mom and dad actually, they were down at the beach down at like Long Beach in Washington. And we didn't really see them for the first year and a half or so. And then they got a little spot in Woodland, Washington. And they came back this way. And it's been great the past 6 months, 8 months. Like, seeing the family, dad's doing good. Mom's doing good. Like, the dollar store nephew just turned 20. So it's
Yeah,
I'm an old man now. It's like it's fun being an old man with a 4-year-old.
You've been telling that joke for 20 years now.
That joke is officially 10 years old now.
You're gonna have to you're gonna go broke pretty soon, that kid, and still take him.
This was his first birthday. I didn't buy him anything. It was a little weird to be like, bro, you're not a teenager anymore. You get Christmas presents, but you're not getting birthday presents. You get a card and a hug and invite to dinner, but yeah, you're not getting no presents. Christmas, I got him like a pocket knife and a hunting jacket. I'm like, oh, you're a goddamn man now. Look at you. Go kill an elk, little boy. Go.
Andrew has nieces and nephews or just nieces.
Yeah.
And I'd like to be an uncle. That'd be fun, but I don't think it's going to happen. My brother's not into that.
It's one of those things where, like, I loved being an uncle, and I never, ever wanted to be a dad. Thought the idea of a dad was just absolutely silly and preposterous, and then I met the right person. Yeah, I'm at the right. I would not have a kid without.
30 seconds later, I guess I'm gonna be a dad.
Yeah, turns out you were right. Preposterous.
I was in Maui like 5 years ago now, almost, and I was like, okay, cool. I'm not gonna make it any better comedy than this. Like, I'm headlining shows in Maui. I'm seeing friends. Like, this is the best I'm ever gonna be. I'm not any funnier than this. Let's try to have a kid. I mean, she was 36, and I'd been like high for a decade. So I was like, it's gonna take me at least 6 months for my balls to produce a not weed labeled sperm. And like the next goddamn month, first egg that dropped, first shot down the tube, we got Abby. So it's like one of those things where it's like, I don't think there's a God watching me, but like, I think it was supposed to be because I've been screwing up my whole life. Never had a single accident or scare. I've been nothing ever. And I'm just like, I thought it was half sterile. Then, oh shit, the perfect kid showed up out of my balls.
No, that reminds me of the Jad Daniels joke was, I always thought I wanted to be a dad, and then I had kids and realized I just wanted to be an uncle. And then Tommy John again, when he was talking about, we were talking about having kids, and how's it going? All right, keep it appropriate. All right, hey, how's it going? Good to meet you.
What's your name?
9 years old, 10 years.
Abby.
Hi, Abby.
Before I was this age, I was 3, but now I'm 4.
Oh gosh, you look so mature and old, but you're only 4. Good for you. I hear you're a bit of a daredevil.
Do you want to ride motorcycles when you grow up, or do you want to be a scientist? What do you want to do?
And I think I want to be a scientist when I grow up, and be a firefighter and a police to help people and build. And belt some.
Well, be an engineer too?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Wow. Jack, Abby of all trades. Hey, my brother is a firefighter. Kind of cool. He just climbed a 70-story building and to raise some money for people that are sick. So someday, I bet you'll do that.
Abby, what should we tell them our favorite street joke? Say, what do firefighters and police officers have in common? They both grew up wanting to be firefighters.
Oh, got them.
That's my favorite canned joke in the whole world.
I like it.
I have a firefighter joke, guys. But I'll wait for the kid to disappear because it's
not with you.
You have to go to this thing?
Yeah, I think I got to get going.
This is official. Yeah. Well, nice to meet you, Abby.
Abby, say thank you very much for your time, guys.
Thank you very much for your time, guys.
Really appreciate it. Love to meet you in person. Maybe soon. Bye, Todd. Nice to see you, brother.
Maybe just down 2. I'll be down to 2 minutes. Love. I promise. I'm wrapping up work right now. I promise. I love you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem. Well, thanks for joining us.
We'll come down.
We'll talk to you soon in person.
Anytime. You guys are welcome. We got couches and stuff. I'm in a 2-bedroom now. I'm not in the old tiny apartment. So you guys are welcome.
Ooh, all right. Bye, buddy.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
There he is. Look at him. Well, we can keep talking for, I don't know, a few more minutes. Sure. Why not? I was the brother. He did the, my brother did the. Yeah. Stair climb. He does it every year. He's so much more sentimental and sweet than me. I don't. Hey, I'm gonna. his first thing when I told him about Louis, he's like, oh, I'm gonna climb to the top with Louis on my helmet. And I was like, oh geez, you're so nice.
I thought that might have been your idea. Like, hey, no. I need some press over here.
Nothing. It's all him. I didn't even put it together. Well, you know, he thinks of it because he remember because he knows every year he supports Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So that's what Louis had was lymphoma. So yeah, I guess it comes to his mind first. But then I was like, oh God, yeah, that's really nice and sweet. That's a great thing. always making me look like an asshole, but it's not, that's not his fault. That's my own fault. Yeah. And then you were like, and then you just show up and take shots. I'm like, celebrate.
Hey, way to go. Let's get hammered. Woo.
Well, they were, so I met him at Sean O'Donnell's.
An elevator. You can just go all the way up and down.
Yeah, dummies. But I got there and the whole, literally the whole crew that he had, like, who's with, hanging out like six people. And I pulled up in a chair and, I was like, oh gosh, I'm hungry. And then as soon as I said I'm hungry, they were like, we'd like four double Tito's shots with picklebacks and Sprite backs. And I was like, am I one of those four? And they're like, God damn, you are. Sit down and have it. And I was like, all right, I guess I have to.
Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah, yeah.
Forced into your favorite hobby. But
well, I posted that photo. I was going to ask you this. I posted that photo of him. When you post photos of your brother and his kids and him being a sweet dad, and do you get women going, hey, your brother's a sexy, rich man. What's happening there? Or do they just realize he's married so they don't? Uh-oh, did you accidentally mute yourself? No, what happened? Something unplugged. This is our best episode. Good thing I can't edit, because the reason I was asking is because there's all these comedian gals who were like, you didn't tell me you had a hot brother. What's wrong with you? Why didn't you tell us you had a hot brother?
Hello. All right.
There you are. He's back.
I didn't do anything really. I just kind of looked at it wrong and fucking don't you turn off in the middle of the podcast on me.
Then you looked at it worried and it came back. It was like, all right, we'll come back to you. But so they don't do that. I mean, because he's a handsome fella and he's.
Some people go like, you know, actually one girl was like, I think I went to his boxing gym or whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's been into boxing or whatever. But
that's about it.
No, not a lot of like. Also, I'm really. I know his wife has like a private Instagram, so, and my brother almost never really posts anything. So
sure.
I try to respect a little bit of them. Like, I would take photos of the kids all day for clout, but I also don't want to be like, what are you doing? We don't want to post 80 photos of our kids everywhere, and you're sure. Talking about your dick on the next reel. And
Yeah.
I'm allowed to live by a school, and now you're talking to me, you know, like, come on.
Yeah.
So, I gotcha. Yeah, I just kind of.
Yeah, I don't see much. Boring, I just see, you know? Every once in a while. Yeah. Thing with him, I guess that's true. Yeah. Well, they really, it was funny. I mean, you know, it's, he's, we think we look quite a bit alike, but he can't wear the beard because of, firefighters can't have beards.
Long hair, yeah.
They can have a mustache, but that's it. And that's why they all have mustaches. But because of the suction on the...
Yeah.
So he has to be clean shaven. But anyway, we think we look essentially like... But you had a...
But now
you know, you had a like, firefighter. Hot,
and you're like, what about me?
Yeah, you had a firefighter uniform and climbing 70 steps for a very important charity. And it, I think it jacks it up a little bit, but they
do
were
you, funny. How many steps could you, not 70 steps, 70 flights of steps,
how many
right?
flights in that outfit? Oh, not very many.
Yeah, we did one hike and you were kind of like, I'm never doing that again. Fucking.
I'm into that stuff.
You
I do
lots of like crunches and push up. If I remember your ab roller. And whatever Jane Fonda is selling you on the TV.
Legs commercial. Are bad news bears and always have been for me. My legs are skinny. My legs are weak. But
small bone
knee thing has made it even harder. That's the bummer.
Yeah.
But I don't like squats. I don't like lunges. I don't like nothing. But the best shape I've ever been in my life was when I was, headed towards divorce, and I would go to the gym every day and do squats. Squats are so good for you if you do them right. Oh man, because they're just every part of your body is working on those.
Yeah, I've realized this whole thing for like a year and a half, it's just been like a hip thing.
Right.
And so what it does is it sort of spirals up into my back and down to my knee. And so I kept thinking like, my knee is fucked up.
But it's all sources, like, all your hip.
My knee, you know? So I finally I went to the doctor in like January, and they were like, you just gotta keep going, go through it. And I'm like, but it hurts a lot. And they're like, we don't care. Just keep being active, do more. And so I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go on a treadmill. I'm going to fucking a couple times a week. And I downloaded that stretching app. And so I've been using the stretching app every single day religiously. And man, just the last week, I finally am like, oh, I think I'm like close to normal now.
Hey.
And so that's exciting to me. I finally did some leg stuff at the gym the other day. And I was like, oh, wow, not in complete pain. That's good. But this is a fun story. I flew down to L.A. for the JFL thing.
Right. Yeah.
And I had to fly into Orange County Airport because it was last minute. All the flights were like $600, $500 or something. And so I was trying to outsmart the airline. But then I show up to the gate and they're like, hey, you're moved to B. And I'm at N, and I'm like, this is my home airport, and I've literally never been to B side of the airport before, so that's kind of weird.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
It takes 15 minutes to go all the way across the airport. I get to the B gate, and it doesn't say it on the sign, but it's on my app saying this is the right gate. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll pop down here for a minute. So I'm sitting there, I'm like looking around, I'm like, cool, nothing. Looking at my phone, it says, delayed, 12:40 now. And I'm like, Jesus, this is really pushing it for me. But whatever. So I pop in my earbuds, and I start writing on the podcast sheet, and I'm going, getting a little groove. And then like 30 minutes later, I look up, and I'm like, okay, there's still no plane. I finally see a plane pull up, and it's an American Airlines flight. And I'm like, well, that's not good. And I look at my app, and it says boarding. But it still says B gate, and I'm like, I'm at B. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I look around. I see some ladies chatting. I go, hey, is this the Alaska? They're like, oh, that got moved to N4. We made an announcement. I'm like, okay, well, just had my, thing, whatever. Cool, I had my earbuds in. And I was going to be like, can you call ahead? But they all seemed like they don't want to,
help or whatever.
So I'm like busting it. It's 12:15 and it's 12:40 departure now. And so I'm like, it's going to be 15 minutes because I just did this earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm, I hop off one train and it goes, next train's 3 minutes. And I'm like, I just missed it, And so I get to I run up to the gate and she's like, we were calling you on the intercom, but whatever. And I called on the Alaska Airlines thing, like, hey, I'm running late. They just switched it. I just found out. And they go, we don't have a way to contact the gates. And I'm like, what? Can someone, you can't just call the airport and be like, this idiot's on his way.
Yeah.
Whatever. They go, well, you missed the flight, but there's another one boarding right now that's going to leave, in an hour. So you'll be on the next one. Okay, so I land 4:00, but as I land, I'm sitting there going, I gotta shit. That's like an emergency, And I'm already crunched for time, so I kind of flew into the airport that's an hour away. And so 4:30, I have a rental car that I'm supposed to get, but I'm like, I don't want to drive this car. What if I get an accident? I'm gonna be stressed out and get to the club with a half hour. And so I fucking open the Uber app and put the kid through college and sat in the back of the car and typed away, and I was like, this is actually not that bad, you know,
$150 But you, did you just cancel the car and lose that money?
I have no idea. I was like, I was in such a rush that I was like, I was trying to do it on my phone, and then you're like zooming in. Where's the cancel button? And I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. It might cost me $100 to lose the car, but you know. And then I had a hotel in next to the Orange County Airport also, and then I hang with Bowers, and he's like, "Let's go get stoned. Let's smoke seven joints. Let's walk around. Let's do whatever." And then it's finally like 2 a.m, and I had checked before. I'm like, "Oh, it's only $60 back because there's no traffic." But then at 2 a.m, it's $150 bucks to go. So it's $150 back to the thing. And then I dropped myself off at the wrong hotel even, so I have to take another $15 Uber across town to the different Hyatt airport. I walk in at like 3 a.m, like, I have a reservation, checking in. And he's like, okay. I mean, we don't even check people in, but I mean, you paid for it, so cool.
He's like, I've never done that before.
Yeah, and I'm like, my flight got delayed, whatever, whatever. But, you know. That's like the confidence of like, I just did a weekend with Titus where I sold like $3,000 in t-shirts and hoodies and stuff. So I was like, I got the money.
Yeah, I didn't used to live like that, but every once in a while these days, you're just like, let's choose the easiest possible thing.
Just make it
the money, just get there.
Because what is the stress and the whatever, you know? Because I kept envisioning like the worst case scenario where I'm like, I get in an accident in LA, I gotta pull over, and now I'm on the side of the road for an hour because I really have a half hour to spare,
right?
Well, I had more, you know, I thought like I gotta get there half hour early, and then you show up, and you know,
they're like,
walking in at like 7:20, and I was nervous, they're gonna be like, hey, you didn't check in time, you're off the fucking, you know.
I
kept trying to get Bowers like, hey, I gotta get there.
Yeah.
I just walk ahead. No, we're you know, 3 seconds. Great. But
Then
they're like, who are you? What are you doing? What? Cool.
Oh yeah. Just we'll be with
the
you in
door
a half
guy.
Hour.
I'm like, I'm on the show, and he's like, cool, come in. I'm like, you don't have a list or you know? And he's like, are these people with you? I'm like, yeah, they're my friends. He goes, come in. Like, no checking, you know. On my email, they're like, you're required to show proof of vaccine to even perform, so and make sure you bring it. And so I brought my old J&J card, and then I had a booster on a different card. And so I was like, I'm going to bring that just in case they go, hey, we don't – that was a year ago, and that's expired. And I just was – then they're like, we don't fucking care. You know?
Yeah, but, get in. Hilarious.
And, fun.
Yeah, I never show my nothing to nobody, and –
Except
Canada was
fans, but
Canada was they had just relaxed a bunch of things, you know, so for your first thought on it is, oh, that's finally good, that's nice, and then you're there for 3 nights and you go, oh man, I gotta get back without testing positive for COVID. The restrictions 24 hours now, like you gotta get the test within, or they call it a day, within a day. But that's makes it more difficult, not more difficult to get a test. It's easier to get a test, but more difficult to test negative and get back because now your whole trip, you're exposed, as opposed to like, well, I take the test, you know, Monday,
even
Tuesday,
going
Wednesday.
Into Canada, they like, I was confused on the timeline of it, and so I did what you did, where I got two tests, three tests or whatever, where the consecutive days. That way, I'm like, if they take forever, you know. And so I showed the border guy I showed him the latest one. He goes, "Ooh, you had 30 minutes to spare on that thing. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been good." And I'm like, "Oh, geez, well."
Yeah. Okay.
You know. I had a new one in case anyway, but you know, that one worked enough. But
supposedly they are like it's supposedly not supposed to be 24 hours, supposed to be the day before. Anytime the day before counts. But it's different both ways, the whole thing. Yeah. And they just at Canada, maybe probably every international section of an airport, they have just a testing site. You just go and then they get you the results within a half hour. But I did a version where I did an over-the-counter with a telehealth call on Zoom, basically with somebody who watched me do the test, you know, just you know, show
hey,
me
while you're here, I got this rash.
While you pee on it. Yeah. Do you have to watch me pee? Yeah, I gotta watch you pee. This doesn't seem all right. So
this is for COVID, right? No, AIDS. What do you think?
Oh shit. So he goes, so I took, but I went to a pharmacy, or I stopped at a pharmacy that morning and was going to buy some over the counters, and they just hand them to you for free. They're just like, oh, those are free. Those are covered by Alberta Health or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. So I got one, took it the night before, like immediately after the show, to start the clock on, you know, 5 day quarantine. And there was like no, because you can cross the border by land without a test. So
you're not, it's very silly. They're worried that you're infecting other people on the airplane.
Right.
But there's masks and the HEPA filters and the whatever. So does sure. that not do anything? Are we admitting that this is all
I suspect
theater? Or?
I mean, I suspect they aren't willing to risk the potential, you know, the cover your ass situation of like, you let someone with COVID on a flight with 200 people.
Yeah.
You know, and they were eating and drinking and then you know, whatever. And they got they got all your flight attendants sick and now they can't work. And you got, anyway. Yeah. That's my guess.
Reigning in alt right, Andy. That's what they call me.
Well, anyway, so I was like, but there's no way that you can't like rent a car across the border and drop it off in a different city. So I found it'd been like an 18 hour bus ride from Calgary to Vancouver, and then Vancouver down to Bellingham would have been a train ride. That would have been fine. So I had them all ready to go, but there wasn't one Sunday, Monday, or
you can get on the train.
Good question. Amtrak. I didn't check that part.
Well, I just figured
I would have had to walk.
I'm going to go. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, maybe you can't. I don't know.
Or your brother would come up and pick you up and
come pick me up at the border. I'd take an Uber to the border, put a kid through a Canadian college, whatever, the university. Sorry.
It's paid for by the.
Oh well, then never mind. I had it all right because Sunday and Monday there was no bus that would take you all the way. Which I didn't even think about that. Maybe riding a bus, they would have asked me for my... No, I think they would have just asked for vaccine cards for bus and train. Because it's FAA rules, probably, but that's federal. Yeah. I don't fucking know. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they say... Yeah, I've been on a bus, and they didn't ask for anything, so...
I tested negative Friday night, like immediately the line came up immediately. There was nothing. It was very clear. I was like, I think I'm good. I mean... You can technically test positive like later, even though
it'd be funny if the first line shows up and then like you're like great, and then an hour later the second line shows up. Actually,
that's why they make you wait 15 full minutes. But like you're sitting at it the whole time. Like I had to literally like just not look at it. And so then the next day I'm doing the telehealth thing, and you know, you do a little bit too much of the eyedropper, or you do it, and then it just, and so it's just a big old smudge, but I could see the faint line, and no faint line, no line and a line, but I'm showing him like this on the camera, and he's like, I mean, it looks inconclusive, or maybe even positive, and I was like, you watch your mouth, don't you say that, and I was like, I have another one, and it's supposed to be like they watch you open it.
Yeah.
Which he did watch me open it, but who knows? Because I was there was ways to get around it. Because like they're like, make sure the camera points at the thing the whole time, and if any suspicious movement happens, we'll decline. So I had it like this, and it's sitting right here, right on an arm of a couch. And I was like, oh, like I feel like I could have sleight of handed it with one that I already took, you know?
That's why you gotta study those magic
Yeah, and I was looking over at it like, okay, there's a clear line on the second one. Clear line, clear no line. And I go, oh, yeah. And he goes, you can send me a photo of that first one, and I'll take a closer look. And I was like, I don't want to risk you calling this positive test. This one looks like it's going to be clear. It looks like there's already a very clear line and nothing in the other section. He's like, well, I got to wait the full 15 minutes. I was like, nope, I get it. I'm just letting you know we're going to have an answer here. I'm not going to mess around with sending you a picture of the other one. So Damn. Anyway, I'm back in the USSR, and I'm not leaving the country.
Back in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm not leaving the country until I don't have to do this shit. There's no reason.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. China's having a real meltdown now, and
I saw that.
I'm not sure. New Zealand looks like, so it's all these COVID zero places now are having trouble because of Omicron, because there's not really a way to contain it.
Yeah, nobody ever had any, or not that many people had it.
Right. No. So now, and also the Chinese vaccine, they didn't want to take the mRNA one, I guess. And so they're too proud to ask for help from smart Americans.
We know what we're doing, yeah.
American white scientists over to China now, see how it feels. And but yeah, they're shutting down some cities over there now, but it's these big everything's made in China now. So we're about to see more like, you know, tech crunch, computer, all sorts of
microchip unavailable there, or chips, you know? Unavailable or whatever.
But there's like a lot of people dying, but New Zealand's got tons of cases, but everyone's not, like, no one's dying anymore because they got the good vaccine. So
right.
Really interesting, because wow. I was worried. I was like, oh shit, are we gonna have if China's locking down, this is like us in February 2020, yeah. Like, hey, you hear about this fucking thing, you know? Probably not. It's gonna stay over there, don't worry about it.
Well, so, thanks, Biden. So I guess that's all.
So in the end, Trump was good to let everyone get infected because it helped us.
Yes, see? Oh, well, we lost our guest, but
I forgot we were still recording for a minute.
Wasn't because he was drunk, so that's good. And he might have been, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a good dad.
Good times. Follow us on the things. I'm Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things. Andrew's Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. And we'll figure something out next week. We'll do something, maybe. I don't know. You're not gonna pack up all your gear, me neither. So maybe we'll just do a not so great audio quality quick phone call or something. All right. Bye, everybody.